weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs level off around 49 today under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 28. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas Bank Commissioner David Herndon responds to the massive cryptocurrency scam at the Heartland Tri-State Bank in Elkhart. Shane Hayes, the bank's former CEO, is now facing charges of embezzling nearly $50 million, a loss that caused the bank to fail last August.
Nobody is immune, whether it's an individual, a business, a municipality. Pay attention. Don't click on unknown links or reply to emails that you're not familiar with or not aware of.
A mother in Kansas City has been arrested and charged in the death of her one-month-old infant after allegedly mistakenly placing the baby in an oven instead of a crib. The prosecutor's office said that Mariah Thomas, 26 years old, has been charged with Class A felony first degree endangering the welfare of a child in the death of her baby. I'm Stephanie Austin.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
That's the roar of Chiefs fans. The Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions after winning over the San Francisco 49ers. The victory parade in Kansas City is scheduled for Wednesday at 11 a.m. The parade will start at 6th and Grand Boulevard and then head south on Grand towards Union Station. The Salina Police Department released more details regarding the death of a Kansas Wesleyan faculty member. Officers were called to campus Thursday morning and found the teacher dead in her office with a gunshot wound. Dr. Eileen St. John was the Teacher Education Department chair, whom representatives from the school called a leader on campus and a family-oriented individual who gave her all to her students every day. Chaplains are available at the school, and counselors from the Salina School District are on campus to support students and staff. No foul play is suspected. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska State Treasurer has returned more than $263 million in unclaimed property, and there's more that needs to be claimed, which is exactly what Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy spoke with KSNB Local 4 about.
Money from estates that heirs didn't know about. But again, an old rent deposit that was neglected to be returned to you, that can end up in our office. Gift cards that haven't been utilized can end up in our office. Old bank accounts that maybe someone forgot about.
And other news in Legislative Bill 1193, introduced by State Senator Danielle Conrad of Lincoln, parents will be allowed to let their children repeat a grade for three reasons in K through 4, academic needs, illness, or excessive absenteeism, and students grades 5 to 12, the reason would be limited to excessive absenteeism. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty at Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty at Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24, $16.67 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $14.96 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An informational meeting was hosted in Clay Center last week by High Plains Resources, a Wichita company pursuing exploration for hydrogen through 2D seismic testing in Clay, Southern Washington, Southwest Marshall, Northwest Riley, and Northern Dickinson counties, among eight in Northeast Kansas. They're in the process of acquiring county permits and seeking landowner permission for the project. Marshall County Commissioners have tentatively scheduled a meeting with Jeff Lane February 26th at 10 a.m. Lane is the architect for the jail project. Discussion regarding the county being added to special legislation for a sales tax was held. If the county's added and would go for another sales tax, this legislation would eliminate the need for interlocal agreements with cities. The county clerk will further research this option and procedures. Washington County is the first in Kansas to have been approved for a waiver allowing ambulance driver assistance with eight people who have been hired recently, five of which have completed training. Four other Kansas counties have applied for the 12-month waiver, an effort to alleviate a shortage of EMTs in rural areas. Washington County continues efforts toward establishing a countywide ambulance service. The eight new hires, several of which have previous emergency service experience, will be split between Washington and Hanover departments. The Washington County Deputy Appraiser submitted neighborhood revitalization distributions to commissioners with 89 applications submitted. In January, the appraiser's office sent out letters asking status reports on the projects. Those failing to reply run the risk of being disqualified for the program. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update on the Kansas Rural Opportunity Zone program through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Nemahal County is one of 19 participating in the state that has experienced population growth, in part due to the Student Loan Repayment Incentive Program. Commissioners expressed concern the program was not as fully utilized as it could be by local businesses, and also noted concern with available housing with population increasing. Officials with the state replied that it can be a tool for recruitment, and various state resources are available for affordable housing and daycare in local communities. Following discussion, it was passed unanimously to continue participation. Commissioners reviewed a tax abatement proposal from CSI Conveyors and have scheduled a public hearing on the expansion February 26th at 10 a.m. Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested former Clay County, Kansas Undersheriff Harold Stelner of Clay Center, who turned himself in Friday afternoon on his arrest for mistreatment of a confined person. An investigation was initiated in October when the sheriff discovered evidence of an incident in late September whereby Stelner allegedly struck an inmate. His employment was terminated shortly after, and the investigation continues with the state attorney general's office prosecuting the case. Washington County soil conservation winners were recognized at the annual banquet Saturday evening. Raymond and Mary Jo Wirtz of Clifton receiving the Soil Conservation Award, Tim and Nancy Long of Clifton the Range Management Award, and Pat and Mickey Meenan of Hiawatha the Wildlife Award for their work on a family property north of Morroville. The Atrus Area Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Ag Expo Tuesday, February 13th, 10 to noon at Southeast Community College in Beatrice.
So our Ag Seminar is being hosted out at our SCC Beatrice campus in the Academic Excellence Center. And this year we have keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, who's going to be talking For those who might not be familiar, Eric is the principal atmospheric scientist at Nutrien Ag Solutions. Sometimes they refer to him as their weather wizard. He will be giving a weather outlook and with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach. So we're really excited to be able to partner with Nutrien to host Bringing Eric to Beatrice. It's a free admission event, so when you come, you don't have to pay to park, you don't have to pay to come in, you can just come and get the information. We'll also be doing some updates with the Southeast Community College itself and their ag program. We have Students of the Year awards we'll be giving out, scholarship presentations that are gifted based from our Chamber's Agribusiness Committee. And then SCC is going to give an update on their Ag Career Center project and talk about their SCC Empower campaign. So a lot of great content. It's a two-hour event. It goes from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th. We're just looking forward to having this great event next week.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still running above average for this time of year for the start of your work week and expecting dry conditions. A low pressure system missing us off to the south, though, looks to keep any wintry type precipitation mainly across far southern portions of Missouri for this afternoon. But locally, looking at dry conditions and even some sunshine as well. High temperatures by this afternoon, looking to reach into the upper 40s, close to that 50-degree mark. Whereas typically this time of year, we usually only have average high temperatures in the low 40s. For tonight, under partly cloudy skies, those lows look to drop back into the upper 20s. And then temperatures trending even milder on Tuesday. Some early day clouds gives way to a good deal of sunshine into the afternoon with mid-50s for highs. And still expecting mid-50s with that stretch of dry weather looking to continue Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-February 44, record high on this date 73. The average low 21 and the record low 35 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:23. Sunset this evening at 6.
On the occasion of the most famous bearded American's birthday, we're looking at the modern big whisker revival on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 12th, the 43rd day of the year. Musician Michael McDonald and author Judy Blume share a birthday, and Abraham Lincoln was born on this day in 1809. Lincoln's beard was a real eccentricity in his day, but he began a fashion trend that lasted several decades. And if you've probably noticed that full beards are back again in a big way, what's behind it? One researcher says it's an evolutionary phenomenon. Potential mates find bearded men more attractive when they are rare or unique. Once everyone begins sporting them, the pendulum swings back to the advantage of clean-shaven faces. The study calls it negative frequency dependent selection. Sounds to us like a fancy way of saying fashions come and go. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
spoil your Valentine with a delicious dinner out on the town at the Wagon Wheel. A dinner for two of lobster and sirloin for $60. With it being Ash Wednesday, substitute garlic and herb shrimp for the sirloin. Specials and limited menu available Wednesday, February 14th from 5 p.m. until 9. This Valentine's Day, celebrate with the Wagon Wheel.
Unlock thousands of dollars in savings on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L during Twin Rivers President's Day sales event. The Grand Cherokee L is the most luxurious model in its class. Don't miss your chance to arrange for a test drive at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice. See dealer for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify, and the President's Day sales event ends February 29. Your new and used superstore is Twin Rivers in Beatrice, online at twinriv.com.
Professional Barber Stylist pledges to never forget the sacrifices our soldiers have made on behalf of our freedom. This Valentine's Day, many of our troops are far from loved ones. Please send them cards or emails. Let them know they are loved and missed. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it took them up to 3 seconds left in overtime and being behind for most of the game. But the Kansas City Chiefs came back to win back-to-back Super Bowls to win Super Bowl 58 with a 25-22 victory over the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. It was a slow start to the game with no points being put on the board by either team in the first quarter, with the 49ers going into the half up 10-3 over the Chiefs, and both teams being tied at 19 by the end of four full quarters. But it was a long drive for the Chiefs in the end of the overtime with 3 seconds left on the board with the touchdown putting them over the top. Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day went 34 for 46 in passing with a total of 333 yards and two touchdowns with one interception. Travis Kelce went a total of 9 receptions with 93 receiving yards. Isaiah Pacheco had 18 carries with 59 yards total. Mahomes also ended up rushing for a total of 66 yards throughout the game. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
College basketball was in action in the state of Kansas over the weekend as the number 4 Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the number 13 Baylor Bears with a close game on Saturday, winning 64-61. Overall, Hunter Dickinson ended up walking away with the most amount of points, having 32 minutes on the court with 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and putting 15 points on. Dejon Harris had 14 points for the game with 1 rebound and 5 assists. KJ Adams Jr. also had 13 points for the game. The Jayhawks are back in action tonight as they are back on the road, taking on the number 23 Texas Tech Red Raiders, with tip-off at 8 p.m. In Kansas State basketball over the weekend, it didn't go as well as the Kansas State Wildcats fell on the road to the BYU Cougars with a 72-66 loss. They're off for a full week, coming back in action again Saturday next week against TCU back at home in Lawrence. Overall in the Big 12 Conference, the Kansas Jayhawks are sitting number 3 in conference play, sitting 7-4 overall for the conference, 19-5 in their overall record. The Wildcats are sitting 5-6 in conference play.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory,
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep.
Order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
High school basketball scores from Friday night. First in boys action, Marysville falls to Clay Center 56-39. Axtell tops Washington County 56-38. Centralia beats Valley Heights 63-47. Troy gets past Frankfort 37-29. And Diller Odell falls to Exeter Milligan Friend 51-35. Abilene also defeats Wamego 53-45. And Concordia tops Chapman 60-56. Meanwhile, in girls action, Marysville falls to Clay Center 49-45. Washington County gets past Axtell 48-32. Centralia squeaks past Valley Heights 54-50. Frankfort tops Troy 51-30. Lynn falls to Sylvan Lucas 61-49. Diller Odell defeats Extra Milligan Friend 54-46, while Southern falls to Thayer Central 64-14. Wamego girls defeat Abilene 45-40, and Concordia girls defeat Chapman 53-46.
Marysville High girls wrestlers Rose Latta and Ella Johnson advanced to the state tournament. Each was runner-up in the regional competition. Hubbard and Rom were eliminated earlier, ending their seasons. Wyatt Forney of Southern heads to the Nebraska State Wrestling Championships. College Basketball Monday, Kansas pregame at 7:30 on FM 95.5. Tuesday night, high school action, Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde on FM 95.5. Marysville idle until Friday. Growing our future business leaders, one career-driven student at a time. A salute to the area FBLA students from Landall Company, Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, Route 77 Corner Stores, and United Bank & Trust.
Hi, my name is Rhett Wurtenberger, and I am the treasurer for the Marysville FBLA chapter. I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I have been involved in FBLA for 3 years now. My favorite activity would be CTSO trick-or-treat so others can eat, which is where FBLA gets together with FFA and FCCLA, and we go around in the community gathering non-perishable food items for the local food pantry. It's a lot of fun to go out with your friends and ask people for donations. Some of the benefits of being a member: it's a lot of fun, and you get to make a lot of new friends that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise made. And I would encourage others to become involved so they can share the same benefits that I've gotten, which is professionalism. I've gotten new friends. I've gained leadership abilities, and that's why I enjoy FBLA.
Hi, my name is Rose Latta. I am the president of the FBLA chapter, and this is my fourth year in FBLA. I really enjoy FBLA, and I think it's a great club that every kid should try at one point. We do lots of fun things like public speaking events. We also create graphic design and video events, and there's just a wide variety of things to do and try out. My personal favorite event is an interview event called FBL, and I actually placed in top 15 globally last year, and I would just encourage everybody to try FBLA at some point, because you just got to do a variety of things, and you get to meet new people, and you get to grow your post-secondary skills.
My name is Talina McClellan. I'm a senior at Washington County High School, and I have been in FBLA for 4 years. This year, I am our chapter's vice president. My favorite part of FBLA is that you are able to travel for competitions if you are active in your event. By doing this, you are able to meet new people and experience different things. My favorite event to compete in is Community Service Project, because I am able to get involved in my community and help others get involved as well.
Growing our future business leaders, one career-driven student at a time. A salute to the area FBLA students from Landall Company, Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, Route 77 Corner Stores, and United Bank & Trust.
Looking for something different to give your Valentine this year? How about an indoor plant with heart-shaped leaves or flowers? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Anthuriums are an easy-to-grow, long-blooming indoor plant. The red or pink heart-shaped flowers rise above glossy green leaves. Pothos and philodendron are easy to grow and long-time favorites. Select one of the newer variegated varieties like Brazil philodendron or neon pothos with bright lime green leaves for an updated look. Caladiums and elephant ears are popular in the garden, but also make great houseplants. Or maybe it's a living heart sculpture your Valentine would prefer. Stems of lucky bamboo are often trained into heart shapes. Or maybe it's a topiary of English ivy trained into a heart. Or add a few cut flowers placed in water picks to any pot of indoor plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many of us have a favorite candy bar, or perhaps we can't narrow it to just one, but have a few.
You most likely heard of this one, and I'll feature it today, but there's a good chance if a world war wouldn't have taken place, perhaps it would have been lost to history. I'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This story begins with L.S. Heath in Robinson, Illinois.
He owned a dairy. He opened this store up in 1914 for his sons to have a soda fountain and a lunch counter.
As Pam Hall shares, the brothers used their farm background and new business as a way to dabble in possible new products at the same time. And one of those offerings was a kind of candy.
They started messing around with different candy recipes, and this is where they created the Heath Bar.
The new candy carried the family name, but the Heath Bar may have remained popular just locally, if not for a twist of fate that brought it to a huge audience.
During World War II, they got a contract with the government to put Heath Bars in the rations because it was less likely to melt like the other candies.
The candy bar performed well in battle, so to speak, and it left an impression on all who ate it during the war.
When all of the soldiers came home, then they wanted Heath Bars. Then they had orders for all over the country.
For many years, all of that candy was made right here in this very store.
They had a kitchen upstairs and shipped it out.
They eventually outgrew the upstairs kitchen and built a factory in town. This was a family-owned company until 1989 when it was sold to Leaf, and then in 1996 it was sold again to the Hershey Company. However, even with those changes, one thing has remained the same.
They had an agreement with the companies that bought the factory that they wouldn't take the Heath Bar out of Robinson because it's kind of our only claim to fame. So they've honored that.
Every Heath Bar ever produced has been manufactured here, and a trip to this store and museum will share the story that began with a local dairy farm. Traveling the countryside in Robinson, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Lord, I hope this day is good. I've been praying to you faithfully. is good. Lord, I hope this day is good.
Shop tools and equipment with you wherever you go. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This Minnesota man retrofitted an old school bus into a shop on wheels as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Brett Rotten of Butterfield, Minnesota was looking for a service truck that would house a shop full of tools as well as provide a place to get in from the weather. He bought an old 84-passenger school bus for $600 from the school district and retrofitted it to hold everything he needed. The shop on wheels goes with him when he's doing field work, or if somebody needs help, he drives the bus to them. It carries a remarkable array of tools and other shop necessities.
Generator, welder, air compressor, jump starter, the whole nine yards. A storage area where you could work on top. So in the fall, we'll put combine parts and things like that in there. In the spring, we put tillage parts and everything in it. And if you're doing something simple, you can set it on top and work on it. We carry our torch. We carry two different sizes of plasma cutters. And the big air pack will run about anything you want to run.
This is the Broughton's second bus conversion, which is larger than the first one. This time, they added creature comforts that the whole family could enjoy, an RV refrigerator that runs on 120 or 12-volt electricity, an onboard gas generator, and even a TV.
We all get together at noon or evening to have dinner. Sometimes it's a midnight snack. We found out if you got a nice place to bring stuff and plug in crock pots or cook on, you get to eat really well. We got a table. We usually can set 8 to 10 people around. They can bring their food and plug it in and leave again or whatever. And we got everything inside. We used to have to worry about when you go back to the yard, you had to get your equipment truck inside because everything was prone to getting wet or whatever. Well, now it doesn't matter. You just drive the bus home and park it.
There are changes on the outside of the bus, too. They had to modify the appearance in accordance with Minnesota state law. Watch a video about the Broughton School Bus Service Shop at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A look ahead at the annual USDA Ag Outlook Forum next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents its annual Ag Outlook Forum this Thursday and Friday. Mark Jekinowski chairs the World Agricultural Outlook Board.
We will have a panel discussion with some state commissioners of agriculture, learning some of the challenges that their producers are facing and some of the actions that those state commissioners are taking on the ground to promote and support the agriculture sector. We'll have another panel discussion focused on new horizons in agriculture, how science and technology is helping the farm sector to prosper. We'll have sessions on climate change and on agricultural research that USDA is supporting and food and nutrition programs. So it really does cover the entire spectrum of what USDA does.
Jekinowski says the forum has both in-person and virtual attendance options, and there's no charge to register for online participation.
We hope to see as many people in the room as possible. There's always a lot of energy and excitement kind of getting people together and having those hallway conversations and the questions in the room. Being part of that is always a great opportunity. But if you can't come in person, then you can sign up to watch all of the presentations virtual.
You can find a link to that on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. With the United States beef herd at record low levels, producers may finally be thinking of starting a rebuild. Dr. Dan Tracy of Beef Technical Services with Zoetis says that's going to be a big decision.
There's a lot of things we need to take in consideration. I'm glad to see that rebuilding of the herd, because that's a good thing, because we're in a state where we probably need to be. The considerations we need to make is there's a lot dependent on these heifers, because they make up the history of the herd moving forward. They set the pace of the herd moving forward. So we want to select heifers more towards the beginning in that calving season, because we know they stay in the herd longer. We know their offspring outperform reproductively and on the steer end production-wise, too, so we made that commitment to do so.
He says the rebuilding begins with selecting the right heifers.
But we know there's also a value money that we have to spend on these heifers until we get them into the pre-breeding phase as far as feed, vaccines, veterinary care, as far as doing some reproductive scores or pelvic measures. And we know there's a cost on a per calf to pay that back. We also have taken advantage of new technology as far as genomics to actually identify those replacements earlier, depending on where we want to meet our genetic expectation of the herd moving forward, so we can make decisions about that heifer earlier, whether we market her as more of the beef industry or we continue forward by bringing her to a part of the being a replacement.
Again, that's Dr. Dan Tracy of Zoetis. Now, in other news, led by a record-shattering performance in Mexico and broad-based growth elsewhere, U.S. pork exports set value record in 2023. The data shows December pork exports rose 10% from the year prior to 268,400 metric tons, the largest since May of 2021 and the eighth largest on record. The strong December pushed 223 export value to a record of $8.16 billion, 6% higher than 2022. Export volume reached 2.9 million tons, 8% higher year over year, and the third largest on record. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's a look at your ag news.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Corn rootworm pressures are increasing. Stay on top of their numbers with the right practices and multiple solutions on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Attention farmers and growers. Upgrade your equipment with Maxim Agricultural Tires, where performance meets value. We deliver you a premium range of tires designed for superior traction, enhanced durability, and maximum performance, all at a competitive price. Our technology-driven radial tires, available in both standard and VF construction, are engineered to meet the evolving needs of farmers worldwide. Don't compromise on quality. Choose Maxim for reliability in every field. Visit us at MaximTire.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Is a devastating insect for growers, and there is no silver bullet to get rid of them. Being proactive and putting the right practices into place can help reduce their numbers. Jim Lappin is the director of the SimPest product portfolio with AmVac. He says rootworm pressure can vary from field to field, but you can estimate where it might be a problem.
One of the most visual ways is think about harvest, right? Where did you see down corn at harvest? Where are you going to have corn following corn? If you had a problem in that field last year and you're putting corn back into that field next year, there's a very high probability you're going to have corn rootworm larvae in that field. The other is you can look towards specific types of environments like cover crops. When I use a cover crop and I come back and plant corn behind a cover crop, I'm going to have more soil seed attacking pests.
Rootworm can also migrate to soybean fields that have volunteer corn and weed escapes. They'll feed on the pollen of those plants, lay their eggs close to that food source, and show up in next year's corn crop. If you suspect you're going to have a rootworm problem, Lappin recommends using multiple solutions.
You probably ought to look at a trait package. You should look at a soil-applied insecticide or a liquid insecticide to address that problem. Again, you don't want to just rely on one solution. Traits aren't what they used to be, and with resistance, the problem you saw last year could have just been high pressure or it could have been a resistance problem. You don't really know. So it's better to be proactive and make sure you have a solution built into your plan.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about deterring corn rootworm at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will hold a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting 11 a.m. Consignments include over 100 fancy red Angus, black Angus, and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They're bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February through April calving. There'll be 70 choice black-white face and Hereford 3-year-old cows. They're bred for March and April calves. 50 reputation Hereford cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to Olean and Gustafson Hereford bulls for February to April calves. There'll be 70 fancy red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be over 275 black, Tim Angus and Red Angus cows, including two dispersals from 3 years to short and solid. All are bred for late February through April calving. Also offered will be 75 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. For more information, or to consign cows for the special cow sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still mixed to slightly higher in the grains and now slightly lower in the livestock. February live cattle down 40 cents at 184.22. April live down 80 cents at 185.92. Looking in the feeder cattle markets, still based off those low inventory numbers, a triple-digit gain. March up 110 at 248.32. April up 80 cents at 252.57. Starting to see some two-sided trade in the later months. February lean hogs down a nickel at 73.62. April trading at $80.87 per hundredweight. That's down 27 on the day. Mixed in the grains, in fact, not a whole lot of action going on today. Of course, internationally wise, there's some holidays in Southeastern Asia, the Lunar New Year, and Carnival down in Brazil. So not a $6.02 a bushel. However, May is down a quarter cent at $5.99 and a quarter. March oats up 7 and a quarter to $3.82 and a half. Soybeans are higher today. March beans up 11 and a half to $11.95. May's trading up 10 and a quarter cent at $12.25 per bushel. March soy meal up 7.10 to $3.53.80. However, soy oil a bit lower. March soy oil is down 29 points at $46.97. Cotton also a bit lower. March down 41 points at $91.37. Into the energy markets, slightly lower pretty much across the board. March crude oil is down 2 at 76.82. However, gaining steam into the green. Unleaded gas slightly higher, up to 234 a gallon. Heating oil is down 4 at 291. Natural gas down a nickel at 179. A look down Wall Street now. The S&P hitting a fresh new high, up 12 at 5,039. The NASDAQ currently up 26 at 16,017. And the Dow Jones trading up 220 points at 38,891. And lastly, looking at the dollar index today, a weaker dollar, March down 8 at 103.91.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Beef quality assurance trainings are continuously evolving so they can have the most up-to-date and relevant information for cattle producers. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains what BQA is and how people can get certified. He says how the material for the program has changed.
BQA, it's been around for a long time. This is really molded and developed into a producer-driven. It's always been producer-driven. But this is industry-driven, industry-created, best management practices for industry that we can share and talk about. These are practices. A lot of it is, you know, it's staying up to date. There are new technologies, new developments, new recommendations on what, as an industry, we ought to be doing to be better. What we've done is we've used the, you know, kind of that industry-driven technique that we've changed and adapted that to truly the continuing education of the cattle producer. It's amazing what our consumer thinks when we tell them that there is a continuing education program that producers voluntarily go and take. They take up time out of their day to go do some of these trainings and these certifications, all for the betterment of raising animals for food more effectively. They love it.
Tarpoff is leading upcoming BQA trainings, and he says what topics he will be covering.
We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about handling cattle. We're going to talk about husbandry, how the cattle see the world so we can better ask them to go in certain locations. We're going to talk about facilities. We're going to talk about care and well-being. Right? Through different periods in time. I've got some new research that we've conducted here at Kansas State that obviously I incorporate that. That is work that's been done here in Kansas for Kansans and try to get that dissemination out there so we can put that information into the hands of the cattle producer.
He mentions how people can receive training from this national program.
Here in Kansas, you can always get BQA certified online, free of charge, through the BQA.org website. We also offer, and these meetings are sponsored by the Kansas Beef Council, but we actually host a number of in-person events. And these in-person events, it takes a couple hours. Usually we end up with a nice beef dinner sponsored by the Beef Council. I'm the lead trainer for here in Kansas, so we can bring your questions. I'm happy to discuss things with you before, after, during, to really make it applicable to everybody.
That was K-State Extension Beef Veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff. Learn more information about in-person trainings with Tarpoff that are happening soon by going to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Last week's market rally has bled into this week, with the Dow Jones higher by 152 points added into the midday. The S&P was ahead 0.3% and cruising toward new record highs. Same story for the NASDAQ, which was up 0.4%. Luxury giant Hermès reports sales of over $3.6 billion in the last quarter, up over 17% from Q4 last year. The company says prices for products like the coveted Birkin bag will be going up this year by 8 or 9%. President Biden, in an online post ahead of the Super Bowl, urged companies to stop shrinkflation, the downsizing of products for which the price stays the same. Biden called it a ripoff, but offered no specific solutions or policies. Start planning now for how you'll get to your Valentine's date. Some Uber and Lyft drivers plan to park their cars on February 14th to protest the declining pay that they say they've experienced this year so far. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Want 3.9% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2024 Ram 1500? See Twin Rivers Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge Ram, and Beatrice today to experience the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. The President's Day sale has been extended through the end of February. This is your best chance to score great finance rates and a brand new ride. Act today. This offer ends soon. See dealer for complete details. Not all buyers or models will qualify. Go online at twinriv.com or see Twin Rivers, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.